This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's a great honor to welcome to the studio actress Emily Rice of Austin, Texas. Do I have that right?
Dallas,
Texas. What am I thinking? Of Dallas, Texas. She is participating in the company at the Heritage Repertory Theater Festival this summer at the University of Virginia's Culbreth Theater. And she plays Maria in The Sound of Music. There are five performances left, and I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce you to our listeners and this community and to encourage everyone that can hear me on broadcast or podcast to get over there to Culbreth Theater between now and Saturday and see this production, because I saw it recently. My niece is one of your children in the movie, one of the Von Trapp family singers. And but I have to tell you, I've seen so much theater in this town for over 20 years. This is not only one of the best shows I've ever seen, one of the best productions of any show I've ever seen. You are hands down the best, most talented person I've seen on stage at the University of Virginia. I was so blown away. And it wasn't just me. I mean, the buzz in the audience was, oh my gosh, we have truly seen something. We have seen something magnificent. Everyone in this production is spot on, wonderful, but you really do something magical with the character of Maria in this production that is just so spellbinding to watch you perform and to hear you sing. It truly, Emily, was a pleasure just to be a member of that audience.
Thank you, Coy.
And of course, we want to let folks know, let them know right now, that there's a performance tonight at 7:30. It's 7:30 tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night,
yes,
and Saturday night, but there's also a matinee on Saturday as well.
That's
so
right.
I don't see how you do that physically, but at any rate, so tell us now about this production. Was this your first production of Sound of Music, or have you been in this before?
This is my first production of The Sound of Music. I just graduated from Elon University in North Carolina this May, and this was kind of my first job out of college, and it was just such a huge, huge surprise and pleasure to be able to be a part of a show that is so iconic and that I've watched since I was 3 years old, you know, in our living room.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a dream come true to have this opportunity right out of school.
Yeah, of course. Especially with the Heritage Theater Festival, which has a long history of doing some really great work and bringing really talented people to Charlottesville for the summer. And I should say, for folks who've seen the movie The Sound of Music, this production is a little different. I mean, there's a whole lot of different musical numbers, and there were some twists in it that I was expecting. I was sitting there thinking, that didn't happen in the movie.
No.
Some really cool things that that make it a little bit different. So what's your background? Now, you're from Dallas, but now when did you know? Was there a moment as a kid when you realized, oh my gosh, this is what I want to do?
You know, I remember every time when I couldn't sleep at night and my dad would bring me out into the living room and put on a record of some old musical. I don't know if it was that or I guess my first big musical was in eighth grade when the touring company of Wizard of Oz came through Dallas, and I was part of the children's youth ensemble. We played all of the little munchkins and the Ozzians and all that sort of stuff. But I think the biggest moment was I took a trip to New York for the first time when I was a sophomore in high school. And I got to see Bernadette Peters and Gypsy on Broadway, which
cool.
still remains my favorite musical of all time. And I just think that seeing that show and it just kind of ignited some sort of fire in me and started that passion that I had for theater. And I went back to school that spring and did a show called Anything Goes. And my first really role was Irma in Anything Goes. And that just being up there on stage and seeing what an effect a show could have on an audience was a really cool thing.
Yeah. We're talking with Emily Rice. She portrays Maria in the Heritage Repertory Theater Festival's production of The Sound of Music. Currently on the boards at the Culbreth Theater, there are five performances left tonight through Saturday night and a matinee at 2 p.m. The box office is online at UVAHTF for Heritage Theater Festival. .org. That's uvahdf.org. And the phone number is 924 924-3376, 924-3376. Do you have, I mean, you seldom leave the stage. And most times when you're on the stage, you're either one of the main people talking or you're singing a huge number that I know just physically must demand so much of you. How do you get through an evening? I mean, this must just be exhausting.
Well, it's so funny. One of my dearest mentors and teachers was the replacement for Kathy Rigby in the original cast of Sound of Music on Broadway back in the 60s. And she said something to me that actually just made me laugh. She said, you know, before every performance I went on, I ate a huge meal. And I have to say that that's probably one of the things I have to eat. I have plenty of a nutritious dinner and lots of sleep. And you just kind of have to pace yourself through the whole show. You can't expend all of your energy toward the beginning. You have to, you know, take the journey that Maria takes and really be careful that you're conserving your energy throughout, because when you're off, I mean, when Maria's off stage, I'm putting my hands in the air and people are like pulling costumes off of me and putting new ones on. And, it's crazy what goes on backstage that no one sees.
Yeah. A whole lot of people at work making this thing happen.
People who are always just running behind me with pins. You know, there's one scene where I have about 30 seconds to get into another dress, take my hair down, put it back, just in time to run on stage with Kurt and dance.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
Now, who is the guy that plays the captain? Because he as well was just enchanting. I mean, really, really talented.
He has a phenomenal voice. His name is Lance Ashmore, and he is actually a professor at Ohio Northern University. So he's from that area, and he teaches voice up there. And he has a lot of voice students, which explains his... that talent.
Yeah,
that he has.
Yeah. He's been practicing
really
for a long time, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Emily Rice. She plays Maria in The Sound of Music, now playing at the Culbreth Theater, playing tonight at 7:30, 7:30 through Saturday night, and then a matinee on Saturday. And tickets are available, but I should say, based on what I saw Monday night's performance, it was really crowded. And what didn't last night, well, I imagine was crowded as well.
Last night was crowded too.
Yeah. So what the word has. A lot of kids. Mm-hmm. The word is out, because I tell you, Emily, I've been getting emails. I knew about the production because my niece is in it, but I've been getting emails from people who just listen to this radio show saying, have you seen this? Have you, you know, just, you need to go see this production. It is amazing. And I was already planning to go, but now I know why people have been emailing me about it, because it really is one of the best things that's ever been staged here in Charlottesville. And again, some of the most talented people that have ever performed here in Charlottesville. And, you know, I guess I'm sure you've heard this before, but I guess it's just a matter of time before you're on Broadway, because you have it. You have that caliber. And I was just saw, Mary Poppins on Broadway over Christmas, which, you know, was enchanting as well and amazing, but, you are on your way. There is no doubt that you have the talent that it would take to get there. And is that part of your plan? That
it certainly is.
Sketch out this plan for us. Where you hope to be. And
you know, I don't know if you how much you can plan, but you just I think you take every opportunity that comes, and you this coming fall, I'm going to be starting with the national tour of A Chorus Line. So it rehearses in New York from August 30th to the end of September and opens in Rochester. And it's actually coming to Charlottesville next February.
You're kidding. Really? Wow. Really? Well, that's great. So next February, you'll be back in Charlottesville in A Chorus Line.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And this, from what I understand, this is the only traveling version of A Chorus Line.
Yes, that's right. It's with Bjork Lee, who was the original Connie in A Chorus Line on Broadway with Michael Bennett, is the director and choreographer, and she's going to be working with us, and I'm so excited because she is just a wealth of knowledge that I'm sure I will learn so much from her.
Yeah. We're talking with Emily Rice. She plays Maria in The Sound of Music, now playing at the Culbreth Theater. Do you have a moment in the play that you look forward to? Do you have like a moment or one you dread that, both sides of that coin that, certain moments in the play that really stick out in your mind?
You know, I would say my favorite moment, and it has been since the beginning of rehearsal, is the scene in the bedroom, the lonely goat herd, which actually, and this is one of the things that's different about the show, the production, the stage production, is that lonely goat herd happens in the bedroom as opposed to favorite things.
It happens that stormy night in the bedroom. Yeah.
Yes, the stormy night in the bedroom. But I just look forward to it every night because it really is, and working with kids on stage is so incredible because they teach you so much about acting and about what it is to portray real life on the stage because they are there and ready to have a good time. And I would say during rehearsals, you know, I can't wait to jump on the bed. I hope I get to jump on the bed. And sure enough, I got to jump on the bed. So
yeah, y'all are dancing on that bed
quite
a bit. So is there any moment that you were like sort of hold your breath through?
Oh.
And if there is, you can't tell.
Well,
do you have a favorite song? Like, is there a song that you just really enjoy singing?
I love singing I Have Confidence. And I remember during the Sitz Probe, which is when we all get together with the orchestra before we move to the stage and run through all the music. I just remember saying to the orchestra, you know, thank you. You're making one of my biggest dreams come true right now because to sing that song with an 18-piece orchestra is just really exhilarating. It's so much fun.
Yeah. So now you are also going to be staying around. The Sound of Music will wrap up this weekend, and we encourage folks to get tickets and see this. You will regret not having seen it if you don't see it. Truly one of the most amazing performances ever at the University of Virginia. And the phone again to the box office is 924-3376. You'll be staying around after The Sound of Music to do another show in the Heritage summer season. What's that?
I will be here until August 7th, which is when we close the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Which is another musical.
It is. It's a contemporary musical, smaller cast, but it's by a man named William Finn, who's a really popular contemporary composer. His music is just fabulous, and it's a story about a bunch of kids who, you know, five kids who are at this annual spelling bee, and they're all competing to win. So it's a bunch of adults actually playing little kids. I play Logan Schwarzenegger, and she has a lisp. And she doesn't come in first place, but she does pretty well. So
so you've already started production on that and rehearsals.
We have. We started rehearsals on Monday. So we rehearse during the day, and then we have actually Sound of Music at night. And we've gotten through all the music, actually. So.
Goodness gracious. So this is the toughest week, I guess.
This is.
Rehearsing the next show during the day, taking a quick break, eating a big meal.
That's right.
And then doing a three-hour play at night. Amazing. Emily Rice of Dallas in Charlottesville this summer, performing with the Heritage Theater Festival online at uvahtf.org, playing the role of Maria in The Sound of Music. And I strongly encourage you to be a member of this audience and see the performance of somebody who might be headed to Broadway, an amazingly talented young woman, and we're so fortunate that she's here in our community this summer. Thank you so much for coming by and break a leg this week.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.